All right. So, let me just get you all cozy in my shirt. Okay. I am currently driving home. I just did a little workout, and I thought I could do a little ramble while driving, maybe. We'll see how this sounds. But you'll be able to hear me driving, and you just heard me get out of my parking spot. Yeah. But I wanted to do a little ramble at you because I haven't done one yet this month. So I'm overdue for one. I wanted to let you know what's going on for the rest of the month and what's going on next month and maybe what I have planned on the future. I hope you can hear me well and I hope it's not stopped. I just, oh my God, it looks like it might be really, really loud. I'm so sorry. This may not be great. I may have to do this again when I get home. I'll see how it sounds, but anyways. So for the rest of the month, as you knew, we were doing a sequel September, and we had that one sequel that came out that was the Tsundere, sure I love you, but we're not dating, or something like that. a little silly title, which was the sequel to I Stayed Behind, but not because I like you sort of thing. And it had the sweet kind of embarrassed love confession that I think a lot of people liked in the first part. That was what was the big draw to that one, I think. And then that's it. That's the only sequel I did. I normally, for my $10 level, do like multiple audios based on the theme. But for the sequel one, it's kind of a lot to do sequels. So I just decided to do that one. And then to make up for that, actually, I'm going to do a few different Monster Girls for October. So like I said, that's what happened this month. We had sequel September, just one sequel. And then I had the two exclusives, of course, at the $5 level. But those are all done now. So the rest of the content... Sorry, let me wet my whistle a little bit. Like I said, I did just finish working out. The rest of the content you're going to get this month is going to be early access. And I think maybe there's just a week left of September, so maybe I'm driving. I can't look at my schedule, but maybe it's just like, oh, I remember now. Monday, there's an audio that's like, I am your goddess sort of thing. So if you're into that sort of thing and you want to call me goddess, that's the good audio for you. Oh, no. Am I still recording? Yes, I'm still recording. Okay. Get you back in my shirt, but this time I'm gonna face you the other way, so my skin doesn't click buttons. Yeah, there's that goddess audio on Monday, and then I don't think there's any other Patreon audios coming this month. But one of my jobs today to do is to get the Canva schedule together, so that I can tweet that out and everybody knows what is coming next week. So be looking out for that. Definitely the goddess audio. And then I think one of the early accesses you guys had is going to be going up on Reddit and Fansly and Pornhub. Because if you don't know this, I post my public audios in multiple places because we've had problems in the past where if one site goes down, and that's where I host all my public content, you can't get to it. And this isn't really a big problem for you guys on Patreon because, of course, you have all of my content here. But I like to be able to point people other places. If Soundgasm should go down, you can go to my Pornhub or you can go to my Fansly for that stuff. Unfortunately, that's only for my F for M and some F for A audios. It actually takes a lot of time to post audios in multiple places, and still the majority of my audience is men. So that's what I concentrate on for this additional, like, extra stuff. My FRF stuff is unfortunately only available on Patreon and on Reddit. Too bad. But maybe in the future, if this becomes a full-time thing and I don't actually have, like, my 9-to-5 job, I can actually do everything I want and have all my content everywhere. That'd be cool. But for right now, that's unfortunately all I can commit to. What else was I saying? So that's the end of the month. Next month, like I said, Monster Girls. I thought that would be a fun thing to do, because a lot of my content is very, I have a very broad range of content, as you know. But recently, I think my content has been getting more into the relationship sort of things. So I thought maybe adding Monster Girls might spice it up a little bit. Now, I say that, but I formed you guys, I guess. I sent out a form. It wasn't a poll. It was sort of an empty form saying, hey, give me Monster Girls you want to hear. And the biggest percentage of people overall, so there was a lot of different Monster Girls. I think there was maybe, there have been at least 30 inputs in the form. And then of that, some of them combined, I think there's a total of like 15 to 16 different Monster Girls. And the biggest percentage of those were Snake Girls, or Lamia, I believe. So I started working on a Snake Girl script. And it's a Snake Girl girlfriend, so relationship-based still. But it's quite sweet. I quite like it a lot. It's very sexy. I actually had to look up the anatomy of a Snake Girl, because I wasn't entirely sure what to do, because like obviously it was like, okay, it's the upper half is mostly woman, so that's easy. There's going to be cunnilingus, there's going to be a blowjob, easy peasy. But then what? I don't think snakes have normal like human vaginas, like lamias. I looked up, like, I was like, anatomy of a lamia, and I got a cute little diagram, and it had like different things, and I couldn't find the hole for the vagina, and I was like, okay. And then I just looked up some more information, and then they were talking about the tip of the lamia's tail was a very sensitive, like, organ. So I was like, okay, great. So it's going to be sort of like a tail job for the FRM, and it'll, like, compress. I'm thinking about that, and it'll be kind of like you're fucking my tail made into a vagina, and it's very sensitive for me, so it's very good for me too. And then for the FRF, it'll just be I'll fuck you with my tail. So yeah, I thought that was it was very sweet, and I hope to record that this weekend, because it's already written and I want to get that out and scheduled and in the box and ready for next month, because like I said, I want to do three. I'm telling myself that right now. I want to do three. I've got my eye on two other Monster Girls that have been the most requested as well. That is the succubus. I got a lot of requests for like a shy succubus, which I think is very sweet. And then I got a request, a mix of requests for like different tentacle things. And then one person requested a slime girl. So I was kind of thinking about making a slime girl that has tentacles or something like that. Still mulling that around in my little head. We'll have to see where I land and what comes out of that. But the form's still open. I'm still checking it. I will still be checking it probably until the end of the month, until I have them all written. So you can always go back to that post, and if you're like, oh wait, I've got an idea. There's been a few like fairies and arachnids in there. So if more of those come in, if you really want that, and please make sure if if you're really interested in like a fairy or arachnid, please give me a premise for that so I can have something to go off of and know what you want me to do. But yeah, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying the monster girl thing. It's very fun to write, and it's very fun to look up like the anatomy because I don't know. So that's next month. I've got this little water bottle that I got recently. It's great. It's like glass and then a little bamboo top and a straw. And it's very pretty and it's very cute, but like it's got rubberized sides, so it sticks to things and it sticks inside my cup holder in my car, so I like have to wrench it out of there. And it's kind of annoying. Next month. Okay, next month. So not October, but November. November. Yes, I'm thinking about November. I'm going through and getting my $5 early access, $5 exclusives and early access all done through November. I've got, I think, like one more thing I need to record for that. And then that's all done for November. So I'm going to start thinking about what else I'm going to do in November, too, for the $10 level and otherwise. November is, no, not November. Oh, my God. My cup is now making a noise. You might remember last year, this is kind of when things started getting more serious on Patreon for me. I had the time to finally devote to it, and I really was, like, going hard. I had been going hard for months, but this is the time that I was like, okay, let's add a $10 level. And I added the $10 level, and the $10 level was created for No Nut November. That was my very first themed month, and I went hard on these audios for No Nut November. If you remember them, I did, I think I was releasing something like every single day, almost. Every Friday had a role play. Every Saturday had a Safer Work aftercare. And was it every Tuesday and Thursday had a JOI? I think that's what it was. So at the end of the day, there were like 8 JOIs, 4 role plays, and 4 aftercares. And that was on top of my normal $5, 2 exclusive month, and early access. So last year in November, I was posting on Patreon every single day. And that was wild. And it was so awesome. And I loved doing that. I loved giving you guys all that content. I don't know if I'll do No Nut November again this year, but I will kind of like dig out the posts and put them back in your eyes sight so that you can follow along. You can go along with my schedule again that I created for you, and you can enjoy that good stuff. If you're into denial, I got you. Don't worry. You don't have to stop listening to me in November. You can just not and listen. Also in November, I want to do an AMA. So I want to, I get DMs from time to time of people, not so much on Patreon, but more on Fansly. People want to know if like I chat, if I do that sort of thing, and I don't. I like I said, I have a 9-to-5 and I've got this, and I'm a very busy gal. So I just don't have the time to hold conversations in DMs. But I'm sure you have burning questions for me that have just been burning a little hole in your brain that you want to ask. So I want to give you an opportunity to ask those questions. And I think the whole month of October, I'm going to have a little form and have you send in your questions. And then in November, I plan to post the AMA. So maybe I can, instead of having to record it, sit down and record it all at once, I can kind of record it in chunks. I think that might be the best for my schedule. I don't often have very large chunks of time when I can record. They're mostly scattered throughout the month and throughout the weeks, and then there will be actually time when I just can't find the time to record for like 18 days. And that was something that happened to me recently. There was just so long when I couldn't record, and it was so good that I was only doing one sequel this month because I wouldn't have found the time for it. But finally I was able to recently record again, and it was nice. I recorded quite a few audios. This was for my November. I wrote and recorded a lot, and it was good, and I felt good all at once. I did it, and it was so good. I hope the sound quality isn't that bad for you, because it would be really nice if I could do these sorts of rambles in the car when I'm driving back. I've been working out a lot recently. It's been like every day for the past week, I want to say. I've been finding the time, and it's been so good for me to prioritize finding the time for exercise and giving my body that, because I just feel so much better. Like it's a twofold thing. It's a my body feels good, and then also I feel good in my brain that my body feels good, and I am making a choice and prioritizing something that makes me feel good. You know what I mean? It makes me feel good to care about myself enough to make myself feel good. I hope that makes sense. But I've been enjoying it, so unfortunately, it does eat into my time where I can do other things, like record. So it's been hard to find the time, but I've been doing it pretty well, I think. Oh, what else do I have going on? I don't think there's anything else real big on the horizon for me. I would like to hear from you guys about No Nut November. Is it because the content I have is only F for specifically because it's JOIs, so I have to get more specific about the genitals there for that. So the No Nut November content I only have is F for M. I don't know if there are many of my female listeners that are interested in that No Nut November content being creative for you. But please do let me know. Additionally, if you have an idea for the theme for November, please do let me know if you got an idea. I'm interested to find out what you want to hear from me. Let me just see if I can think of one real quick while I'm driving. Because, let's see. Nonstop nut? No. It could just be another request thing. I had a lot of fun with that. I could do some trope stuff. Could be more sleep aids, some cozy sleep aids for November, some comfort. That might be nice. It could be some sort of like girlfriend tries kinky stuff for the first time. It could be a bunch of first times. That could be interesting. It could be like first time virgin, first time anal, first time, I don't know, more things. First time tying up, first time spanking, first time. Like it could be a first times thing. That could be interesting. Yeah. And then after November is December, which is my second Patreon anniversary. Oh my goodness. Doing it for 2 years at that point. Fantastic. I love doing this. I love being able to create my own content and send it out to you guys and have you guys enjoy it. And it's so, so nice having it. It's so good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. And then I'll have to figure out what we're doing for December, man. It's going to be, Girl Scouts. Oh, so cute. There's Girl Scouts on the side of the road doing a little stand. Oh, they're so sweet. For those of you who don't know what Girl Scouts are, oh, a farmer's market. Oh, no, there's a farmer's market. Oh, man. What an active area. Let me get my coffee. Oh, is this person gonna? Yeah, okay, go for it. Oh. Oh, good coffee. Yeah, I packed my coffee because I was like, I'll probably want coffee after I'm done working out. I packed water too. Like I said, my very difficult to get out water thing. But I packed coffee too because I thought I might want it. And I did. And it's good. Oh, so good. So yeah. Oh, what was I talking about? Yeah, it's going to be really busy coming up in the holidays. I've got a lot of travel planned, for Thanksgiving and then for Christmas. Oh, seeing my family a lot, traveling a lot. It's going to be good, but it's going to be really busy. That's why I always have a sort of backlog of content and I'm always thinking towards the future because I am not somebody that handled stress very well. It will burn me out so quick if I am stressed about something on a timeline, getting it done before a certain date. So I just do things really early so that I don't have to deal with my brain in that capacity. Cause it's just not good. It's just not good. So, I know some people do worry about me burning out because I do consistently create a lot of content. But I do it in a very healthy way for me. Like I said, coming up almost on your 2-year anniversary on Patreon, and I've been recording on Reddit since 2018. So I've got a good idea of the kind of pace I need to set myself and the kind of way I need to go about this that I am able to avoid the sort of terrible creator burnout that you see a lot. That's just struggles. So yeah, I'm happy though. Like I said, there will be times that I take breaks. Like I took that 18-day break, but you guys didn't notice because I had content. And it's so good just to have that extra reassurance. Yeah, good stuff. Well, I don't think I have anything more to say. I'm hoping that this is a good enough sound quality that you'll get it to you today. So I hope you have a happy weekend. I hope your coffee is hot and delicious. I hope if you have something sweet, it is good. Maybe a donut. I love donuts and cookies and cake. It's so good. I normally eat donuts on Sunday. I don't know. It's like a weird, like, I think it's carryover from when I was a child. My dad would always, like, bring donuts home on Sunday. But yeah, donuts are a Sunday thing for me. So, but if donuts are a Saturday thing for you, I hope you have a delicious donut and a lovely day. Goodbye.